My name is Patrick, for those who don't know me. And if you want to know my last name, you can ask me after the service. Amen? Amen, amen. Well, I was thinking what to talk about. I was praying, and I asked the Lord, what do you want me to say? Because we are his mouthpiece, I believe. And if we have to speak to his people, it's because he has a plan to speak to you about something. So I'm just going to open my mouth today, this morning, and we're going to talk. Amen? And see what he have given us. So he led me to a book that is familiar to all of us, and that's the book of Daniel. I know there is a lot of scholars here in this place who have studied the book of Daniel. But I think today we're going to see something else. We're going to see something that God has put in my heart. And book of Daniel, it's, you know, we read this book, we tend to understand, but I will tell you that it's a powerful, powerful book. And it has a lot of principles of life that we can learn from it. And you know that in the entire Bible, there is two books that are really have the prophecy of the things that are happening in our life today. And that you can find in the book of Revelation and some of them in the book of Daniel. Amen? So Daniel was a prophet. But when we see about Daniel, you know, we don't really categorize him in a prophet, the prophet of the Lord. But Daniel was a prophet. Daniel had a prophecy from God, and he wanted and he prayed for this to come to pass. And he was speaking. Amen. So we're going to learn about Daniel. We're going to read the whole chapter of Daniel. Oh, wow. Okay. So I have to put my glasses on. Okay, so if you have your Bible, if you have your phone or whatever, you can find the Bible. And if you don't have one, you can ask your neighbor to share. Amen? Can we share? Amen. Amen. So, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. He took Jerusalem. He took Judah. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, with some of his articles of the house of God, which he carried into the hands of Shinar to the house of his God. I say God because it's a small g. When I say God, is a our God. But God is because it's a small g. Amen? So he took articles from the temple, from the people who worship God, and he brought the article to his temple, to his God. That when we say this God, those are images. These are people believing that image that you make is your God, is their God. So that's what the king Nebuchadnezzar did. Verse 3, then the king instructed Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuch, to bring some of the children of Israel, some of the king's descendant, and some of the nobles, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge, and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and the literature of Chaldeans. And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that time they might serve before the king. Now, from among those of sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. To them, the chief of eunuchs gave them name. He gave Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, to Hananiah, Shadrach, to Mishael, Meshach, and to Azariah, Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he will not defy himself with the portion of the king's delicacy, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defy himself. Now God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief, the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my Lord, with a lowercase L. So I fear Nebuchadnezzar, my king, who has appointed your food and drink for thy for why should he see your faces looking worse than the young men who are in your age? Then you would engage my head before the king. Amen. So we can continue reading the whole book, but I'm going to go step by step. Now, what I want to just bring to us this morning is Babylon was the greatest empire in that time, I think 506 before Christ. And this king, he ruled and he wanted to conquer. I don't know if in his mind he wanted to conquer the whole world, but he wanted to conquer Syrians and a state today. So Babylon today, I think it's Iraq. Iraq, you guys are familiar? Iraq. If you're in a state, maybe you should know Iraq. Iraq is a country today. The capital, I think, is Baghdad. So that was Babylon of that time. And Nebuchadnezzar wanted to conquer. So he went and take the people from Judah. He captivated the king of Judah and bring them to Babylon. But thank God for him. He said, okay, because Judah had, they know they worship God. They worship the true God. But he said, okay, so what I want, I don't need their God, but I need their people. Amen? I need their people. And their people, he brought all of them. So he inquired to his chief that he should pick among the children of Judah to come and serve in the palace, to come and serve the king. Amen? Now, there was this young boy. You know, one thing that I was thinking about, why these four boys? But you see, he gave the criteria. He gave the job description and the qualification of those who can walk before the king. He gave those, and the eunuch have to interview them, have to really find in them that they are able, after the training of 3 years, they will be able to serve the king. And you know, you cannot serve the king if you don't believe everything the king believes. Amen? So when you serve the king, you wanna be sure you know everything. Because this man, this eunuch, the chief of eunuchs, he told Daniel, I don't want my head to be cut off if I do not do what the king inquires. Amen? So when the king inquires something, it has to be done. Amen. So, I want us to look closely to what have happened after the king inquired this voice. And I want to title my message today, Reclaim Your Identity. Amen. I will say that one more time. Reclaim your identity. You see, this country, Canada, welcome a lot of immigrants. And if you live in another place where it is not your born country and you have moved that country, no matter how you did and how, no matter how you came to that country, you immigrated from your country to another country. And when you start living in that country, you are an immigrant. Amen? So, I am an immigrant in this country. And some study shows that people, sometime when they immigrate in this country, there is things that you need to change. Right? There is things that you need to change. Otherwise, you won't be able to be included into the country, into the population. So what are those things that we really need to change sometime? So you need to learn the language. You can't live in this country without speaking English. So if you come in this country and you don't speak English, the first thing you have to do is to learn English. Amen? Is that right? Now, the king inquired, and they were looking for this young man, well-looking, good-looking boys. Boys who don't have no blemish. So the king wanted a good thing. The king wanted the boys who they can represent him. And let me tell you something. Nobody wants something bad around them. So the king wanted this young man, noble. And why to be noble? And it means they have to pass because this eunuchs, he didn't know them, how they used to live in there. So he had a time to spend with them and interview them and find and try to see if really they are noble. And they had to go through that process of change. Amen? They have to go through that process of change. And among them, and where I want to stay today to talk about, it is the change of your identity. How many people here, to be honest, if you immigrated in this country, but you felt that you need to change your name for you to be accepted? Some people do. Some people think that I have to be called James. Like my name, I have to cut it because it was too long, like 1 mile. So I have to cut my name because here people could not pronounce my name. Amen. So I felt that for me to be connected with the people, I have to cut my name somewhere where it sounds like here, right? And that's why I ask you, after church you can come and ask you my last name. So Patrick is a good name, right? And many people, they find themselves in that situation that where you feel like, I need to be called James. I need to be called Peter. I need to be called white. I need to be called brown. I need to be called, you see, you're trying to change your name, or you get married and you say, okay, I will keep my name and add my husband's name because my name is good and it sounds good. So those are things that happen when a change and you are compelled to change something. And the second thing that come, it is your ID, right? You cannot drive with your driver's license from Africa, from Congo. You can't drive. They can let you drive, or you have an international driver's license. They can let you drive for 6 months. But after 6 months, if the police catch you and say, oh, no, you are driving illegal. So you need to get a driver's license, Canadian driver's license, and you have to go through the process. And what is the ID meant for us? The ID is, wherever you go, it represents you. Amen? Show me your ID. Even the people is seeing you, they want to see your ID, because by seeing your ID, it confirms that is you. Hallelujah. We are going somewhere. So, Daniel and his brothers, his friends, they were affront to that reality of change, of a process of change, even food. Hey, you know what? I'm gonna just. You see, is there any African here? But I can tell you, Chinese, Vietnamese. You know, we come to this country, but we want to bring also our food here. We don't eat burgers. We try to go, and you see stores outside there. Blah, blah, blah. Everywhere. From every place that people came from, you see stores, food from their places, because they want to continue eating the way they used to eat over there. They are used to those food. You see, I have a friend who don't eat salad. Because in Africa, we don't eat salad too much. We think that salad is for animals. And that's the reality. Some people, some kids, they don't eat salad in Africa. But you came here, the first thing on the table is salad. And it's kind of shock, but these people, they have to live that. The king have to order for them to change their diet. Wow. That's a reality. The king wanted them to look good. You see, that's confusion. He asked the eunuchs, go and make sure you pick only those young men who looking good. But then he wanna tell them, you eat this way for you to look good. Can you believe that? So you say, okay, choose for me the children, the young boy who looks good, who are noble, who are this, who can read, who understand, who have knowledge. then you want to teach them to have knowledge, to be noble, and to eat your food. They're already looking good. Why? It's because the king as the enemy want to change and make you forget your identity. The devil wants you and me to ignore and to not even pay attention to what is our identity in Christ. And I bet you that many of us, we are walking like a people who have lost their identity in Christ. Many people go to church on Sunday because it's a religion thing. But other people go to church because they know why they go there is to worship their God. So your identity in Christ is very important. And what made Daniel and his brothers, his friend, to stand upon their ground, on the ground, and to say no to what the king had required, is because they knew who they were. Daniel knew his ID. He knew where he came from. He knew who he was. He knew the foundation. And the foundation of him was a faith in the true God, the creator of heaven and earth. Amen? So I want to bring you this morning to see what have happened in this passage. With Daniel, we can learn so many things. But I want us to stay, so I can keep my time here. I want us to stay on this page, on this chapter 1, to see what Daniel have what have happened to Daniel. Daniel, he was not ashamed to ask to the eunuchs. And Daniel was not ashamed of who he was. He was proud of who he was and what he believed in. You know, in this world today, and I can tell you, as I was reading Daniel, there is some prophecies that are happening right now that you and me, we will be challenged to give up our identity. It's coming. And I'm here to prepare us. To prepare us to be ready to say no to what the enemy is bringing. To deny Christ. To deny your faith in Christ. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants you and me to be able to say yes to everything he presents. But if you and me, we can stand on a ground and say no to the enemy and say no to what he inquired from us, God will glorify his name through our lives. So verse 7 and 8, verse 8 says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he will not defile himself. Amen? You see, and I love that because sometimes we think we're going to defile God. We cannot defile God. It's you first. Daniel purpose in his heart. You have to have that in your heart. And it have to be clear in your heart that you will never, ever defile yourself. And you can only do that if you know who you are. You can only refuse and reject any proposition from the enemy when you know who you are in Christ. But Daniel did not do that in his own strength, because he put his trust in God. He knew God. And how Daniel came to know God? This was a man of prayer. And it was not just a 5-minute prayer that we do every day. It was not just a 1-day prayer. No, it was a lifestyle prayer of Daniel. You can read that in book in chapter 3. Matter of fact, he was even accused that he's praying and he's not obeying to the king's order, decree, because of prayer. The enemy don't want you to pray, your God. The enemy don't want you to come on your knees and spend hours seeking God's face. He don't want that, because he knows that if you stand with your God, there is benefits, there is wisdom, there is power, there is knowledge that you will get that no man on earth will have. So Daniel proposed in his heart. That he will not defile himself with the portion of the king. He will not drink the wine. He will not eat the food. And you see, the Bible even say delicacies. So it was, for them it was so beautiful, good food, big steak and meat and everything. But Daniel said no. And Daniel requested to the eunuch and said, I'm not gonna do this. Now, automatically, what happened? See what happened. The eunuch was afraid and said, Daniel, if I don't let you do this, and if the king knows that, I will die. But, say but, every time you wanna seek to honor God, God will honor you. God will honor you. You know, by the time Daniel purposed in his heart, God have changed and have put favor in the heart of eunuchs. And the eunuch said, Daniel, I will let you do that. In verse 8, the eunuch accepted the request of Daniel. Amen. So this is what you learn. When you stand on the ground in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, know one thing. He will never, ever, ever defile you. Daniel was seeking to not defile himself. And God granted his prayer and his desire to not defile himself and dishonor God. When you seek to not defile yourself, and to honor God, God will make sure it's happening. Amen. Now, what have happened? The eunuch accepted the request of Daniel. As we can read, and I want us to go, if we can go to verse. Verse 20. Okay. I'm gonna read chapter 2, verse 20, so we can see what have happened after all this. Chapter 2. Okay. So this is all these things happen after. In chapter 2, the king had a dream, and the dream was troubling him, and he wanted to leave. So can't read that, it's too long. But this is what have happened. And because the king was very troubled, because he wanted to understand what the dream meant, he asked all his astrologists and all the magicians and all kind of juju men and marabous and every witchcraft that you can find on earth, the king had them around him because he thought that that's how he got protected. But the only thing they could not protect his dreams. Hallelujah. You see, you can have any kind of protection around you. You can wear stuff and all this stuff. But when you sleep, the dream that comes, you cannot stop them. And when the devil want to talk to you, he will talk. When God wants to speak to you, he will talk in your dream. Amen? The dream, we cannot stop them, is a mystery of God. And that's why the king, he had control of everything, but not his dream. And he was troubled. He was troubled about the dream. And he asked all these astrologists, he asked all these magicians, he asked all these people, all his counsel, he brought them. And before that, because Daniel and his brothers, they found favor before the eunuchs and they were able to eat their own food, and the king found them more, like 10 times, you can read that, 10 times better than the people who ate the food and the delicacy of the king. The people who drank the wine of the king, they were not that much better. Hallelujah. They were not better at all. King found Daniel and his brothers, his friends, he found them 10 times better, beautiful, young men, strong, intelligent. And they found favor before his sight. And they start serving in the council of the king. So in this time, the king had a dream, and the dream was troubling him. It was troubling him. He didn't know what to do. So look at what the king did. He said, he called all of them. And he said, well, you know what? If you don't tell me, I will kill you, all of you. All. Wow. The king want to kill his people. He want to kill his council because he believed that he can change them. So all this astrology, they try ways to try to convince the king. But they could not convince the king. They even said, say, king, the dream that you had, no man on earth will tell you what it is. You tell us what you dream of, and then we can tell you the interpretation. And the king didn't want to do that. He said, no, I want to, you tell me the dream. Because you know things. You can tell things. Right? Like the people who read, how you call them? Some people in the church, if you've been there, you have to ask God for forgiveness. They go and read your palm and say, oh, this is where you're going to be, this is where you're going to be. But if you ask themselves to read theirs and tell you what they're going to be in 5 years, they're not going to tell you. They're a liar. So you go there and spend your money for nothing. So all these things, all these people, they want to convince the king that, listen, you can't, nobody on earth, it's only gods who can do that. And remember, they had gods. Even those god images could not tell him the dream. See, if you have an image at home and you think it's your god, you go and take it out, but burn it. Because it's not going to tell you nothing. You need a living God. The creator of heaven and earth. The one who speaks.
and the one who answers prayers. That's the one we need. So they were not able to say anything to the king. But listen what Daniel said here in chapter 2. Hallelujah. So Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God, not a small God, forever and ever. For wisdom and might are his, and he changes the time and the season. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise, and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in darkness, and the light dwell with him." Hallelujah. So Daniel starts praising God. Why? Daniel asked the unique favor and said, "Please give me some time. Let me pray and let me seek God first." And Daniel went and asked his brothers and said, "Let us pray, because the punishment, it's great. And this is not our time." Hallelujah. Say, "This is not my time to die." They knew that this is not his time. They have time. They're still young. They're still serving God. And they knew the purpose in their heart. They said, "Let us pray. This decree will not come to pass. We will not die here. Why we have to die with the same penalty like the people who are lying to the king? Let us pray." So Daniel started praying with his brother. And this, verse 23, the Bible said Daniel praised God because God have revealed unto him the dream of the king, and God gave him the interpretation. Hallelujah. You see, when you run to God for any problem you have, when you go and pray, he is a living God. He hears when the doctor cannot hear you. He hears when your husband is sleeping or your wife is sleeping. Seek his face. Cry out unto him. He hears you. He hears us. And answers us. And Daniel received the revelation and went to the king. Now, few things. After that, Daniel have received the revelation, he went back to the eunuch and asked and tell the eunuch, "I have the answer for the king." And Daniel went back to the king and explained to him exactly the dream and exactly the interpretation. Why I'm saying all this, and why we can read all these things, it is because of what happened in verse 8 of chapter 1. It is because Daniel knew who he was in Christ. Because Daniel knew his name. And if you look well, Daniel never called his brother the names of Chaldeans. He never called them those names. Why? Because they did not accept in their heart that we need to change our identity. Hallelujah. So I'm here to tell you this morning that don't ever, ever accept anything to defile you and to change your identity of who you are in Christ. Amen? Because it's not going to take you nowhere. All you're going to be like them, and you're going to die like them. But if you stand on the ground of who you are, the Lord will honor you, and you will be the one who even save other people. Because all these magicians, all these juju men, astrologists, you know what? They were saved. The king didn't kill them, all of them, none, because of obedience of Daniel. Because what Daniel knew, it was more than them. But yet, if you continue the book of Daniel, you will find that the same people, they forgot so quick. And they plot for Daniel to die. To put him in a lion den. They plot. They plotted. They wanna kill Daniel. They were jealous. See, when you are bad, when you don't know Christ, there is just thing will rise in your heart that you don't even remember. Maybe yourself, you don't understand. But you just carry hatred in you. You just carry jealousy because of the people who are doing well. And Daniel was doing well. Hallelujah. So I have a few lessons that we have to see in this. The first thing is obedience to God's word. Obey God. Obey His word. Amen. For those who write down, you can write this down. Never ever obey man than God. And Pastor Tim taught that on Sunday, last Sunday, about the disciples when they were telling them to not preach about the name of Jesus in the book of Acts. I say, should we obey you or rather obey God? And that's the first thing. Obey God. Because the godly obedience begins with absolute commitment to God. You have to commit to Him. You have to commit to worship Him and praise Him all your life. And give all your life to Him. Secondly, you have to purpose in your heart that you will never defile yourself because of anything. Amen? You have to purpose that in your heart. Intentionally, I will never defile myself for nothing. Like people who receive corruptions. I will never. And thirdly, never and ever stop praying. Pray without ceasing. The Lord wants us to come to His presence. The Lord wants us to come to pray. When the church is calling for prayer, be the first one at the door. Because you don't know what's going to happen and what God has reserved for that day. Amen? And lastly, always praise God. In a good time and in a bad time. Praise God for what He have done. Praise God for what He will do. Because if you praise Him for what He will do, you show Him faith and you show Him that you believe that He will do what He say He will do. Amen? Praise God for something you believe for. You believe for Job, praise Him. for a good job, for a good salary. You believing for a wife. Praise God for a beautiful wife. And a good wife. Because if you don't have that good wife, your house will be misery. But a wife are a blessing. They are part of us. Amen? Pray for them before you get married. Pray. Don't wait when you get married. Some people wait until I say I do, then you start praying. It's too late. It's too late. You pray before you say I do. And when you say I do, you already know that this is it. And there is no confusion. You don't go in a marriage and thinking that you're going to divorce tomorrow. No. You refuse that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise Him. Praise Him all the time. Praise Him for the knowledge, understanding, wisdom, and power. Praise God for those things. Hallelujah. Well, this is a good church. This is a good place to be. And I'm so glad that all of us, we're going to live here today. And we will be able to say, I am who He says I am. And nothing will change that. Father, I pray for your people this morning. I commit every one of us into your hands. I pray that those who came here with burdens and any problem, and I pray for those who are facing challenges right now, that they will put their trust in you and believe that the same way you gave a song to Daniel, a song of praise, when you answer his prayers. So Lord, you answer the prayers of your people in the name of Jesus. Lord, everyone in this place who has a prayer request that have been praying for years, for months, for days, Lord, I ask you by your name, as you answer Daniel, so you answer my brother and my sister, Lord. As they live in this place, let them know that you are the living God. Thank you for answering their prayer. Thank you for healing those who need healing in their body. Thank you for restoration for those who need restoration. Oh, Jesus, you are good. Thank you, Father. The king said, I believe that there is no other God beside the God of Daniel. So I declare and decree to your life that there is no other God beside your God, in Jesus' name. There is no other God beside our Lord Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord give you peace. And the peace that surpass all understanding. In Jesus' name. And have a wonderful week. Amen.